Like, should we go ahead now and clean out these emurim in order later, like to make a takola? In other words, if we don't clean it out, some stomach, no kohen will come and burn it. But if we do go clean it out, that will make a takola. That will make a stumbling block that now, if another kohen comes along, he'll think it's a kosher emurim and he'll think he's allowed to burn it. So why should we make a takola now to make a stumbling block for another kohen? For the Gemara of Yanan, Neko never knew Lakanim, Nusa the Yosu Ludeta Kola. Should we go and do something to make up the Kola for him? It's not Mustafa. So still we're back to the question, for what purpose do we have to clean it out? So Gemara says yes, Filawachi still, Difur, it's still better, it's still Kedai right now, this Kirbayim, the Kishka, the inside of the animal, to clean it out, to wash it out. Shalai Yehe Kodshe, Shemayim, Mutolim Kinevela. That even though the Korban is possible, but still it's Kodshe Shemayim, we're not allowed to leave it there with its chunk inside it to be like an Avela. Therefore, we have a Chiyuv right away to go and clean out the perish, clean out the junk from the Kirbayim, and then the Chanami, then the Maaseh has no mitzvah to bring it up again. Then the Stam will take it and bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash. But Kalponim, right now, until we do that, you're not supposed to leave Kodshe Shemayim kin Avela. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Chiyuv Barabom, Voyi Rebbe Yechon, Rebbe Yechon Yeshes Veshayla. Even though Ulu before said there'll be a din of him all Ulu Yerdu, but Reb Yechanan has this, Reb Abba has this Ashara from Yechanan. He has this Ashara. What's going to be a Mure Kachin Kalim? Shevon Lefezrikas Domon, Yerdu Ulu Yerdu. He had this Kovim Shlomim. Now again, before this Rikas Adam, it's not called Kachin Hashem yet. It has no Kedusha Sagruf on it. So what will be the luck if you put the Emurim on top of the Mizbeach? Do we say Yerdu or not? So Malay, Omalei Rav Rami said back that v'tiboy lecho mila. Why don't you ask the Shiloh if there'll be mila now on this Emurim? In other words, before Zrikas Adam, there's no mila by Kodshei Kalim. It doesn't have a Shem Kodshei Hashem yet. So why don't you ask the same Shiloh if you put the Emurim on top of the Mizbeach before the Zrikas Adam, maybe the Mizbeach is mekadoshed enough they'll have an Yisra Mila also. If you have enough from it now, you'll be over an Yisra Mila. So Omalei, so Rav Chiba Rabbi answered back and said, Milo lo kemi boili, I have no shayla, I have no suffix about this. Because for this I know for sure, there's Rikuhu, there's Kavoyalu b'milo. What brings Milo upon a Kodshei Kalim? Only Zrika. Before you make the Zrika Saddam, it's not called Kodshei Hashem yet, there's no Yisra Milo. That I know for sure. That's no suffix. Even if you put the Emurim on top of the Mizbeach, I know there will not be Yisra Milo on it. But rather, ki kemi boili, where do I have my Shaila? You read them. If there'll be a dinner, Imanu lo yerdu. Is there a din with Mizbeach Mekadesh on this Emurim of Kodshim Kalim with Nezrika? Uporshit and Mavyechni and Sabak by Stoys, lo yerdu. That no, it has a loch of Imanu lo yerdu, like Uda said before, that the Mizbeach is Mekadeshit. What's Vyayim Ba Mila? Like you said, there's no Issa Mila. Mila's only the Zrika Saddam. Before Zrika Saddam, there's no Mila. We have Nachman by Yitzchok Masni Hochi. This is the way he learned it. That Omer Reb Chiba Rabbo, Boy Reb Yechon. Reb Yechon was the one that asked the Shaila. He learned the same thing. Reb Chiba Rabbo, that he said over that Boy Reb Yechon. But the question was like this: A Muri Kachim Kalim Shehevon Lefezrikas Domim Yesh Bemilo Yein Loi. He learned that Gufa was the Shaila. He said Murim Lefezrikas. So Stamet has no Milo, but now that it was put on top of Mizbeach, maybe it has Nisa Milo. Omalei Ravami, so Ravami yes back to him and said, V'tziboy lecho yurido. Why don't yes kishaylo, yes the Mizbeach is mekadeshit. That once it's on this lo yerdo, why don't yes this kishaylo? Somalei said back to him, yurido lo kemi boyli. This I have no shaylo, this is not a suffer to me. Yurido, I have no shaylo. Why did not salach mishim Mizbeach? Like it's treated to me, that once it's olu, it's lo yerdu, it becomes lachmoy, it becomes like the food of the Mizbeach, about to have Kedusha to stay there. But, kikami boili, where do I have my shayla? Mila, that was my shayla. Is there an issa mila or not? Or pasha tochim, it's pasha like this, lo yerdu, the locher is, lo yerdu, enachanami, and vein ba mila. So, kitsa, they all agree to the same halacha, that, and like Ula said before, that in Murei Kodshim Kalim, if you put it on top of the Mizbeach even before Zrika, the Mizbeach is Mekadeshit, that then will be La Yerdu, V'akoponim, mila there's no. Mila zoni with zrika. Chedin zrika, there's no with the mila on kochim ka. Then the Mishnah says, V'elu lo'yhoyu psul makredish. These are the cases that are not called the psul makredish, that the biyadin ibimolo yerdu. And Toshid was Bali Mumin, and the Mishnah said that Shabakiva was Mahshaba Balmum. Oh, Balmum Rakiva says I'm all Layerdu. Some Rabbi Yechanan, Layichsha Rabbi Kiva, Labadukin Shabayin, not every Balmum does he say I'm all Layerdu. Only a special Balmum that has a split in its eye. Why is this special? Hoy look Sharon Biyafis, since by an oif, this psul does not apply to an oif, so therefore, even though it applies to the Haimam, but I'll call upon him I'm all Layerdu. And also, Vushakad Magdesh Nesmumen. We're only talking about where you magdish it first, before it became a Baal Mum. But once it became a Baal Mum, then you magdish it, that's nothing. So the Raziv according to Rabbi Kiva, we're only talking about that first you magdish the animal, and then it became a Mum, Avdukah Shabayim. Now, Moed Rabbi Kiva, agrees, V'yerlas Nekeva. If you have a Nekeva, and you magdish it to be a Korban Eilo, that it's possible, on Naila could only be a Zaki, you can't make an Akeva into an Naila. So this is called the Kishakada Mumai Legdeshadami. This is called like the Mum is here first, because you can't be Maktish on the Akeva for a Korban Naila. So here he agrees, it won't be Chal. Boy Rabbi Yavi, asks a question like this. Yesh Nirva B'yayfais, or Yeh Nirva B'yayfais. Is there a Psu Nirva by a knife, or not? In other words, Nirva means that if a man goes into the knife, that could be done. A man could go into the oif. Would that make the oif psul to be a korban? What's the shaila? Miyama, do I say like this? The pasuk says, Mina behema, lois yetarov b'anirva. By a behema, check both ways that the animal should go into an akeva, and the razaka should go into it. So maybe it's only by animals that dogs like this. Kolhecha di sabereveya. Anytime that the animal could go into an akeva, into a lady, therefore dashin yisabereveya. But then if a man goes into the animal, it's also possible for korban. But by an oif, kolhecha de lasib raveya. Vice versa, the mitzias is that an oif cannot go into an isha. There's no way an oif, there's no like zach was there for the oif to go into an isha. So it's not shaykh raveya by an oif. So maybe lasib nirva. Even if a man goes into the oif, maybe there won't be a psul. Or maybe, haray nevda bavera. Still, lamaisa, a man went into the oif, it became a nirva. So maybe it will be psul for korban. That's the shaila. Is there a psul nirva by an oif or not? This one says, Amar Rabba Toshma coming here. Rabbi Akiva Mach Shiva Bali Mumin. Says on Mishra Akiva's Mach Shiva Bali Mumin. Now, the Yim Isa, if you want to tell me that there's no psul nirva by an oif, if so, Mach Shinami Benirva, who would then Rabbi Akiva just say even a behema, that's a nirva, should also be Imolu Layerdu. Why? Hail the Kosha B'yifis. Just like they're telling me the reason why a Baal Mum of Bedukin Shabayim is a Mol Layerdu by Behema. Because by knife it's kosher. See if by knife Nirva will be kosher, so I call upon him by Behema, it should be a din of Mol Layerdu. And since he doesn't say that, Shemaimino, there's a proof to say that by a knife there is a psul of Nirva. So therefore, by a Behema, Avad Adim will be a Mol Layerdu. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, Afanam Namatim in Rosalem like this. It says, Hanirva V'yamuksa. It only says nirva in this price. It doesn't say raveya. So Mash, we're talking about a knife. So even by knife, it says clearly that Vanirva means the oif. V'yamuksa V'yaneva V'yasna M'mechir V'tuntu V'adrugnis Kulam T'meyim V'godam V'yisabliya Sh'mamina. That you all have the same halachas. That since these oif is apostle for korbim, so therefore, it has tumas V'yisabliya, it has tumas novela on it. V'akopon, we're talking about a knife here, and it says the word nirva. Mash, where there is a psul nirva by a knife. That the man goes into the oif, who made the psul in this oif, except roi for korban. Then the Mishnah says, a chadinas chamekanim, that he said over that his father, like, pushed off bali mumu from the mizbeach. So my kamash, from the Khuratana Kam also says like that. He boy said, one there it says, Maisa Kamash, he's telling over what happened by his father. His father pushed off the bali mumim from the mizbeach. There's no din of mizbeach mekadesh by bali mumim. The boy said, another there it says, no, what he's teaching you is like this. My deich, you know what his father means? Deich push it off. Klachayad means indirect. In other words, he didn't just push it off. Not to be mevaza the kochim. He just took it off. Klachayad. That's the chiddush. So when you do take it off, you're supposed to take it off. Klachayad.
to not do it directly. Then the Mishnah says, Kishem Shemolu, once these things go up, who are then, once they come down, you do not put them back up again. Omer Ulu, Ulu said though, Lashonu, when does our Mishnah say that these psulim, that the Mizbeach is Mekadish, but if it comes off the Mizbeach, you do not put it back again? El Shloy Moshlo Bemor, only if the fire did not like get a hold completely, burn up this piece already. Avo Moshlo Bemor, but let's say these psulim, the Bosa that was Tomei, the Amurim that was Tomei, it was on the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach, the fire burnt it up, Moshlo, and the fire grabbed hold of it already. That's a bigger din. That's called Mamashlach Moshalesh, near the big din of Yalu. Even if it falls off to Mizbeach, still there'll be a heter, a din l'chachilon, to bring it back up again. Rav Mori Master Resha, Mori learned this halacha on the Resha of the Mishnah. Rav Chanino Misura Master Sefer, he learned this on the Sefer. So what it says in the next Mishnah Sefer, Ha'at Somois, the bones of the korban, the agidim, its veins, the akanayim, the horns, about to fire him in his hooves. So this man shemichuborim yalo. If it's too attached to the korban oilo, you put it on his neck and you burn it. But pirshu, let's say that some it came off the animal or the horns, then the loyalu, there's no din to burn it by itself, even though it's part of the korban oilo. So on this din, on the sefer, next mishnah it says amula loshon. When was it said you don't burn it? Eloshlem oshlem emor. Only if the fire did not start to burn the horns or the bones. Avol moshlem emor. But if the fire started to burn the bones already, then yalu, even though it's piercer, even though you have a bone by itself, but since the fire started to burn it already, that's called lach mashalesh, the din is, you are burn it. So Mor says, man, the mafni has seifa, koshchen ha-resha. Whoever learned this on the seifa, pshit the koshchen, it goes on the resha. But a man, the mafni resha, whoever learned it on the resha, av la seifa, you don't say this, why? Lav b'nei akter aninu. From the seifa, I would not say this, because on the Seifam, only in the Reisha, where the Maisa, it was Bosa. True, it was Posel, but Bos was supposed to be burnt. Therefore, once smashed to Bemor, you have this new Svar of Nachzoi, Lach Meshalesh, that even though it's Yerdu, it's Yalu. Ma'ashenkin Atzomis, that by itself never had the din to be burnt. See, even though it's smashed to Bemor, they'll hold nothing doing. Still, the din will be is, if it came off, you leave it off. So one that learns around the Reisha, and the Chacham he'll send the Sefer, you would not have this halacha. Even though it's Moshe them or Be'at Somes and Gidim, he would not say Yalu. Now the Mishnah says, the Elu, these are the cases, Imolu Yerdu, if it goes up, you take it down, Bosa Kotshe Kedoshim, the meat of Kotshe Kedoshim, it's not supposed to be burnt, it's supposed to be eaten. So even though the top of the Mizbech, take it down, or Bosa Kotshe Kalm, the same thing, or Maitzeraim, the leftover Leim is supposed to be eaten, Ushtei Alechem, Lechem upon him, the Shura Menachis, the Akteris, all these things are not supposed to be burnt. They're supposed to be taken off the Mizbeach. Therefore, there's no din Mizbeach Mekadosh. Hatzemesh Shabrosh Kavosim, the hair on top of the lamb. Useir Shabazakim Tiyoshim, and the beard of the hair of the beard of the goats. The Hatzomais and the bones by itself. The Agidim, the veins. The Akinayim and the horns. The Atlofayim and the hooves. The Zmanche and the Chaborim Yalu. If they're attached to Nechlami, then you burn it. If it's part of the korban oil, it's attached, you burn it. Shneur the Pesuk says, everything is burnt. But pierce even by korban oil, if the bone came off to be by itself, lo yalu, then you did not put it on the mizbech. Even the chachilu, there's no mitzvah to burn it. Even on a kosher korban, Shneur the Pesuk says, v'yasisar lesecha bos v'dam, mashma only the boso and the dam of the korban oil, you put on the mizbech. But not the atzomus. So when it's by itself, you don't put it up. But when it's part of the korban, then you put it up. Turn over. Here we'll start over again. The Mishnah, Taftei Heyam Medeis on the bottom. Again, it says, V'yelu Imolu Yerdu. These are the things that even if on top of the Mizbeach, you bring it down. Bos Kotsh Kedoshim, the Boser of the korban that's only supposed to be eaten and not burnt. So there's no din of Mizbeach Mekadosh. Or Bos Kotsh Kalam, the same thing, supposed to be eaten. Or Maisraimer, the leftover of the korban oimer, also supposed to be eaten. And the same thing with Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem that's come and Shavuos also, it's Necha, not supposed to be burnt. The Lechem upon him, every Shabbos, the Lechem upon him, who Shiori Menochus, leftover of the Mincha. These things are supposed to be eaten and not burnt. Therefore, there's no Alecha of him Olu layered. The Akteris, meeting of the Akteris, went up and Mizbech Achitzain, it does not belong there. it belongs on the Mizbeach HaPnim, so the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, there's no halacha of lo yerdu. And Hatzemesh Shebrosh Kvosim, the wool that's on the hair of the limbs, the Hatzoyer Shebizkan HaTiyoshim, and the hair that's in the beard of the goats, the Hatzomois, if you have the bones of a korban, the Hagidim, its veins, Vakenayim, its horns, the Hatlofayim, and its hooves. So walk on like this, and these things, is man shein mechuborim yalu. If they're still attached to the korban, let's say a korban oilo, that everything is burnt. So this man, the bones and the gidim are still attached, he's supposed to burn them. Shneim the pasuk says, v'hikter akoynes hakoyel hamizbecho. Mashma, everything is supposed to be burnt. But perishu, let's say became separated, just the bone by itself, or just the hooves, or just the horns, then layalu by itself you did not put up on the mizbeach to be burnt. Shinamad, another pasuk that says, v'yosiso ilosecho abosu v'yadam, which mashma only the bosu and dam goes on the mizbeach, and not the atzomus. So that's the answer. If it's attached, there's a mitzvah to burn it. If it's detached, then there's no mitzvah to burn it. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabon, go to the place like this. The one pasuk says, v'hikter ha-koynes ha-koyl ha-mizbecho, that the Kohen is supposed to burn the whole korban oil on the Mizbeach. So the rabbis have come to conclude the bones, the agidim, the veins, the horns, the flying mitzvahs. Yochel, I would have thought to say, afilu pirshu, even if they're detached, that by themselves also maybe there's a mitzvah to burn it. Talmudim, and this apostle says, no, for you see, so lasecha bos of yadam, mashma only bos of adam, and not the bones. If so, the Gemara is e bos of